Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hello, this is Mike Wittering, and I'm speaking with Marcel DeVries about his course, IntelliTrace. Marcel is a Microsoft MVP and regional director who has been working with Microsoft technologies for over 15 years and with .NET since its debut, developing the very first commercial ASP.NET-based application to go live in the Netherlands. In addition to working as an architect and consultant for InfoSupport, he contributes articles to multiple technical journals and is a frequent conference speaker at TechEd, Developer Days, VS Live, and others. Hello, Marcel. It's good to have you with us today.
Hello, Mike. It's great to be here.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you. So to begin with, would you please give us an overview of exactly what IntelliTrace is, especially for those of us in the audience that maybe haven't worked with it yet? Maybe it's just something they've heard of?
Yeah, sure. So if you come to think of IntelliTrace, I normally try to compare it to some things that we have in the aviation industry as well. It's one big problem in reproing scenarios. If you want to repro an airplane crashing, that will get multiple casualties and all kinds of difficulties. And they come up with a great solution for that, and that's a black box recorder. And the whole idea behind the black box recorder is that, it doesn't interfere with your normal operations, but still they do have all the telemetry available in case they need to repro the scenario why a plane crashed. And you can compare IntelliTrace to more or less the same. As a .NET developer, you have your application running, something bad happens, and if IntelliTrace is running in the background, you have your black box recording in the background, and you can use all the telemetry IntelliTrace captures for you to go into what they call a historical debugging experience. And historical debugging experience is more or less a normal live debugging experience with the fact that you're just traveling back in time. So the whole idea here is that you can actually find the culprit of the problem that's in your code just by stepping through your debug log, like TiFOing on your television.
Good. So what sorts of skills or experience should folks have before working their way through this course? Is does the course target developers, testers, or both?
Well, the course is targeted to more developers, I think, and I also try to scratch the surface for testers. In terms of specific experiences, I would say that you just need to be a normal .NET developer, and then you could use IntelliTrace. But there's one caveat: you need to have the Ultimate Edition of Visual Studio for that. So that's the only thing that you need to be aware of. And in my course, I go through all kind of developer scenarios and through tester scenarios as well, because once the developer is getting fond of IntelliTrace and find that it's an easy way to reproduce their problems, then you need to convince the tester to do some additional work. And that's what I cover in the course as well, that you need to convince them to what we call in the test cases, checkmark each step they do, because that gives you additional information in the debug log so that you can find the culprit of the problem more easy. But the course itself, it's not really targeted to testers, it's more the developers and the developer testers that are in most of the agile teams more common these days. So you see a combined developer tester effort, and both skills can be applied to this. Yeah.
Good. Now, I noticed that the core of the course is essentially a three-module sequence that addresses developer-specific scenarios, then enabling testers to generate IntelliTrace captures, and then using IntelliTrace in production environments. Can you walk us through that progression in your course?
Yeah, sure. So the whole idea behind this was that first I want to convince the developer why he wants IntelliTrace and why it's such a great tool for him to use to find his bugs in his code. And for that, I thought it was a good idea to walk them through not only IntelliTrace in the what we call F5 debug experience, so your normal F5 debugger environment, where you can step back in time instead of only going forward in time. But then take them one step further and say, well, as an agile developer, you probably do a lot of unit testing. So why not use IntelliTrace while doing unit tests? Because, well, it's better to just take a debug log and step into that code, what went wrong with your unit test when it failed and you got the red flag, and just use the IntelliTrace log files instead of rerunning the test scenarios on your local machine, for example. And from that, I thought, well, let's take it one step further again and say, what if we would enable IntelliTrace in a daily build scenario where you run your unit test on your build server? And there we go into the notion of IntelliTrace logs captured on other machines than your own developer machines. And for that to work, you need to be aware of a concept called debugging symbols. And for that, I go through the scenarios and how you set debug symbols up the correct way, how IntelliTrace can find your debug files or your PDB files. And from that, I thought, well, take it further and further and say, well, now that we have a daily build, let's have a look at how testers will test your build. And wouldn't it be great if they could use IntelliTrace as well? And that's what is possible with Microsoft Test Manager, MTM. So that's the reason I took it one step further and said, okay, now we have the testers testing your code. You have your debug symbol set up correctly. So now you can leverage the debug logs that they will generate during their test cycles. And then the last part is doing IntelliTrace in production. And the whole scenario here is that you've gone through the whole dev and test cycle, but some way a bug still resides in your code. And this bug only surfaces once in a while. And it's very hard to find it and getting a good repro on that. And that's the reason we have IntelliTrace in production, because it's a low overhead version of IntelliTrace, which you can just deploy on your running machines with zero footprint. So you can do an xcopy install of those bits on your machine. And your IT admin can use then, for example, PowerShell to trigger IntelliTrace to start and to stop and to capture the log files. And so that's the kind of scenario that we go through in the course. First start the dev, then go through the build cycles, then go through test, and then testing in production using IntelliTrace.
Excellent. Now, having worked with the CLR Profiler APIs myself, I was particularly excited to see the last module of your course, which takes really an under-the-cover look at IntelliTrace and explores some of the advanced configuration options that are available. What sorts of things do you explore in that module?
Well, we go very deep there. What I did there is and that was one of the great things, I got great support from Microsoft here as well. I asked them a lot of questions on how IntelliTrace works. And what I do in this module, I will show you how it works under the covers. So what I will do is I will take the WinDebugger, and I will show you what assembly statements are generated based on your IL assembly. And we have some deep discussions on how the CLR profiling works and how IntelliTrace leverages CLR profiling. And one of the things they do when you go into what we, so you have events mode and you have calls information. And once they want to capture the calls information of each and every call, they will intercept the data between calls of your code. Now, for that to work, they needed to hook into JET compilation in the CLR. And I will show you what additional assembly statements they generate with their CLR profiler. And I show you the begin call and the end call statements that are generated so that you have a very good overview on what's going on behind the scenes. Now, from that, I will talk you through the ways that you can set up a CLR profiler in your own environment. So what happens with Microsoft Test Manager, they need to capture the whole environment in which applications might start on that machine, because a tester is testing an application. And IntelliTrace does not know which application that will be up front. So they need to have some hooks into the system, and they use, for example, environment variables to make that work. And I show you how environment variables can be used to set up a CLR profiler. And since IntelliTrace is, in fact, a CLR profiler, that's the way they set up this environment. Now, with that knowledge, I will also talk you through some advanced hooks that you can set on IntelliTrace itself, because IntelliTrace is configured in such a way that it can capture only the information that's required for your application. And I will show you how these collection plans, how they work and how they are configured in the XML file format that they have. And I even go so deep that you can learn how you can build your own custom events. And that's very handy because events have a lower overhead than the calls information. And if you would set up your own specific events for your application libraries or the libraries that you ship to customers, Then you can do IntelliTrace with low overhead, for example, in production cases, which is, of course, better than having more overhead than when you would do cause information. So the whole idea here is that you even learn how to specify your own events for IntelliTrace in your own configuration files. Now, based on all that knowledge, you know not only how IntelliTrace works, but you also learn how you can tweak IntelliTrace in such a way that it does exactly what you need and only captures the data that you need for your application or your application code.
Now, do you have any plans for another Pluralsight course?
Yeah, I've got a whole list of courses that I pitched, but there's no course commissioned yet. So we will see where we take it from here. I'm not sure yet.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Marcel. We're excited to see this course make its debut. Again, this is Marcel DeVries' new course, IntelliTrace. Thanks again, Marcel.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.